Spring Black Friday savings are happening now at the Home Depot. And also, at your front door. Get spring savings delivered to you with free delivery on over 2 million items. Everything you need for spring cleaning, patio decorating, and front yard gardening sent right to you. And if you need it fast, get same-day delivery on thousands of products like fertilizer and seeds to keep your yard looking beautiful. Spring your way with Spring Black Friday savings only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Everyone, welcome.
Hi, everyone.
Hi,
welcome.
Welcome.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. Hi, everyone. Welcome.
My name is Paul F. Tompkins.
My name is Scott F. Aukerman.
My name is Lauren F. Lapkus. Althea, that is. And welcome to Three.
Dorothea.
Thank you.
Allegra. Oh,
Dorothea.
Dorothea.
I don't want to talk about it.
Dorothea Allegra was just eating seaweed.
Yeah.
Right before
I love
the
this
show.
Riddle.
Is she a woman?
Is this a Lemony Snicket?
It reminded me of my friend when I was young, my new friend in the third or the fourth grade. He was Japanese, and he...
You really think so?
He wasn't
think it was
turning
some
Japanese.
Sort of, he was masturbating.
Is that what that means?
Yes.
Yeah.
I never knew.
Yeah, now
I
you
know.
Can enjoy it
suck?
Even more.
Wait. Doesn't that suck? That's how I felt when I found
Wait,
out.
Wait, why? Is it? I have a horrible idea
yeah,
about why.
Your horrible idea is correct.
Jesus Christ, what a fucked up song.
Yeah.
But anyway, he was Japanese, and I was thinking about this the other day, and I was like, I wish that my parents, not to roll it off on my parents or blame them, but I wish that I had some sort of cultural sensitivity training when I was young.
Me too.
Because I remember my friend eating seaweed for a snack, and all of us going like, ooh, gross.
Oh, that sucks.
You know? And now I eat seaweed occasionally, and it's fine. But I wish I could have, I wish someone would have said to me like, hey, you're going to experience someone who is not white, or even a white person who has, who likes something not, you know, different, but I don't know, in the 70s.
What an amazing phrasing. You're going to experience someone who is not white.
I have to say, on the wiki for Turning Japanese, that song, it says, the songwriter says, Turning Japanese is all the cliches about angst and youth and turning into something you didn't expect to.
No, oh, come
no,
on.
It's not. Come
but
on.
Anyway, is come it on, even dude. Good if it's not about masturbation?
Yeah, no, it's just a weird thing to say, I guess. But
it's a catchy song. It's a very catchy song.
I know. I'm never going to not like it.
I had a friend when I was a kid.
It's okay. I also know I'm never going to not like it.
Look, I love Michael Jackson songs. I think he's a monster.
Look, I can't get into this.
Really?
I can't get into this. When I was a kid, I had a friend named
Sigmund.
I like
Sigmund. The comedy of Lauren Lapkus, too.
Aww.
I like the comedy of Lauren Lapkus.
So you have horrible taste.
So you had a friend named Sigmund.
Yeah, and he was made of seaweed.
Really?
Yeah.
He was a sea monster, I bet.
Yes, he was. Well,
yes.
We don't use that term anymore.
Okay.
Loch Ness.
He was a Loch Ness.
Yeah. I don't know, but I have regret. And why am I still thinking about that 40 years later.
Oh, I have so many things like that from when I was a kid that like you're just a dumb. And also I was raised in a place where like casual racism was just in Philadelphia, where you know, casual racism was just the order of the day. Mm-hmm. And you didn't and the people around me and the language that they used and everything was just a part of my life. And it was not until I got out in the world that I realized, oh, I was incorrect.
Is there any sort of ceremony to let something like that go? And I know there is, like, put it in a box and throw it into the fire or whatever.
Save it for a rainy day.
But you know what I mean? But do they work? You know, like
right.
To absolve yourself of
yes,
the sort of
because anytime I see seaweed, I think of that. Anytime I see Carl's Jr. French fries, I think of the one time I snapped at the guy.
That's right.
Like, how
not
do you
to,
let these things go?
Not to spank you, but we did have a conversation that was adjacent.
Please don't spank me.
And I'm not going to do it. But
Chef
I,
Kevin's not here.
I know, and I'm not going to lay my hand.
The mice will
against,
play.
But no, this is adjacent. But it's the angle I'm taking on it is Lauren, you are more. Well, I wouldn't even say you're spiritual, but don't you do stuff like this sometimes?
Yeah, to get rid of a.
Yes, to get rid of. Is there something one can do?
I feel like with that stuff, it's really maybe therapy.
Oh,
therapy helps a lot.
I guess just talking about it.
And then because I think I started therapy this year or 2018.
Thank God.
I know. And
had you never been to a therapist before?
I had never been.
Oh, wow.
And I always thought it sounded kind of cool, but I also was always like, I'm fine. You know, like I was like, I don't need to do it. I'm fine. Mm-hmm. And it has been great. And I've also found like the things that I'll end up talking about will be surprising. It's like maybe something like that where you're like, oh, I guess this thing really does bother me that I have this memory. And it's just kind of good to like get it off your chest to somebody and have them just be like an unbiased sort of, I don't know.
I believe, doesn't Maria Bamford say something about if you say it, then it's manageable or something like that? We're basically like comedy has helped her so much with her troubles because she can say it on stage and it gives it less power.
Well, I think that's true. I think like without ever going to therapy forever in my whole life, anything that I had that I was like, thinking about that was upsetting to me.
It's unsayable.
It was just
you can't
like I'm just thinking
person.
It in my head, and then I right. just it can become so big.
So big. But then the
yeah,
minute you say
it
the
it,
first
kinda,
time you say it, it's hard.
Yeah.
And then the 15th time you say it, it's like, oh yeah, this.
Yeah.
Carrying things around like that is terrible. It's yeah. really terrible when it's just living inside your head.
Yeah.
And
that's why I don't think we should be spanked. That's what I'm trying to say. Like the more times we say something.
Our trivial stories.
Yes, this is me trying to get out of being spanked.
Okay. Look, I don't want to spank you, so I think we're all fine here. I'm not going to make Zig do it.
That's, to me, is the hardest thing.
That would be fucked up. Why is it fine if Kevin does it and it's not if Zig did it? I'd be like, I'd feel
well,
bad.
Well, because Zig seems like a real person.
Kevin wants it so bad,
Kevin
too.
Loves it. He delights in it.
but I view this show as my therapy.
Oh no.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. You're not my friends, you're my therapist.
This sucks.
Yeah, it feels accurate.
The new catchphrase of Threedom.
This sucks.
No.
Threedom, this sucks.
No.
Come on. Let's put one poster.
I don't want to put negativity into the world.
Good. That's good. I'm glad you said that because on that tip, secret visitors update, there's a new Parkinson's commercial.
Whoa.
Where I think I
did you send it to me?
I think I sent it to you.
Or maybe I didn't
like
open
a little
it.
Bit. We had talked about it.
Right. No, I'm sure I did.
We talked about it. The commercial with where the guy sees, I think on our last season,
yeah.
right. we talked about it. And then
we
sent
made
it
a
to
t-shirt
you.
About it. Yeah.
And of course.
No. But we talked about the new one.
Oh, we did. Okay.
Where the guy sees a dog and then he sees two dogs and then one of the dogs disappears.
So my question is, one of the dogs is real.
Well, that is he seeing.
Is he seeing no dogs?
Is he seeing two dogs where there are no dogs, or is he seeing two dogs where there's one dog?
Or is he? Should he be seeing three dogs? Three dogs, and one is not seeable to him, and then the second one also becomes unseeable.
Is there a pack of basset hounds that he should be seeing?
I just feel really upset knowing that Parkinson's has the side effect of hallucination,
which I did not know until these commercials.
Me neither.
I didn't know right. that was a part of it.
No, it's really upsetting.
Right. Yeah,
the human okay. body sucks.
It's
Isn't
the worst.
It crazy, all the things it can do.
Why are you waggling your eyebrows up and down?
She's winking furiously.
Human body has tricks and secrets.
And crevices.
And crevices like no other.
My nooks and crannies.
My nooks and crannies.
My Thomas English Muffins.
That phrase when I was a kid, I hated it so much. I think it was the way the voiceover person said it.
Yeah, I didn't like that either.
Nooks is not bad.
It also sounded gross. Like I would never eat it. And it's also like basically a bagel. Like I probably would have liked it. But as a kid, I was like, ugh.
It's also cranny.
I loved English muffins when I was a kid. They were like a real treat.
With peanut butter?
Yeah.
Crannies is so
no,
close to
butter,
grannies.
Just regular butter.
I like them with regular butter. I like them with peanut butter.
I don't like them with peanut butter.
Crannies is close to grannies, and grannies have crannies on their face.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Crannies have grannies, and grannies have crannies.
Crannies have grannies, y'all.
Yeah. I can't argue with that.
Can I tell you something that's a delight in my life?
Yeah.
That's what I do for myself on the weekends. I make myself.
So today, for example.
We're taping this on a Saturday. This is not Freedom Thursday.
This is not Freedom. No, guys.
It's not even going to be Freedom Thursday anymore.
It's not, what? What?
Sorry to
break Lauren, what have you heard?
Well, the date that we discussed is
okay, we'll talk about this later.
We will talk about this later because Freedom Tuesday doesn't work.
No, sir.
I make myself on the weekends, on Saturdays and Sundays, a breakfast.
It might even be Freedom Monday.
I wish people cared about my little treat.
I do. What do you do?
I make myself a breakfast sandwich. I have an egg, a Canadian bacon.
What? Okay, one egg. What? How is the egg?
Sunny side up.
It is. Here's what I do. Crack it in the pan.
Smash that yolk.
Okay.
Step on a crack.
Step on a yolk.
When I flip it over, I put some cheese on top of that. Let it melt on the egg.
I'm out.
Why?
I don't like, I'm really particular with where cheese goes in things.
You don't like it in crannies?
I don't like them kind of, but I also, I'm also basically lactose intolerant, so I try to leave it out of anything.
Thank you.
Yes.
So you.
Can I finish?
Oh, yeah, you can.
Why don't you just enjoy his story than trying to like impose your lactose intolerance onto his story?
Well, because have you been on this show before?
As far as the story goes.
First time, long time.
As far as the story goes, this is a detail of the story that is unpleasant for her. I get it.
Okay, so you put cheese on it, and then what happens?
The cheese I use. And
take
this
a sip out of your huge mouth.
I use a Velveeta cheese.
Whoa, so you're really...
So like a Philly-style cheesesteak?
Well, no, that's Whiz.
We don't know where it's going.
Oh, it's not. So it's not spray cheese?
It's not spray cheese.
Cheese Whiz?
It's like a singles.
Okay.
A cheesesteak. The classic Philly cheesesteak is with Cheese Whiz.
So it was invented in the 70s? When did Cheese
the
Whiz?
The cheesesteak sandwich? I don't know.
You know what I mean? Like,
yes,
cheese,
I do.
Cheese Whiz hasn't been around forever.
Right.
But there's a weird thing with people put provolone... That's what people think a cheesesteak is. Provolone, by the way, is not a good cheese for a sandwich.
Right.
Anyway.
So you use slices of Velveeta cheese.
Yeah, I do. And I'm proud.
On the bottom of the egg.
On the top of the egg.
Well, you've turned it over, didn't you say?
Well, it used to be the bottom and now it's the top.
Right, like Drake said.
Used to be the bottom, now it's the top.
I consider wherever
Drake was singing about eggs.
Wherever it falls in the pan first. That's where it is. Label it.
Before I crack it, I turn the egg upside down.
Wait, you do skinny?
Yeah.
Skinny on the top?
Yeah, I do skinny on the top.
Okay.
But you got much back. So then I...
Cheese Whiz was invented in
And I put it all on. I put it all on.
In the 50s?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I put it all on. A pretzel roll.
Pretzel roll.
Holy shit.
It's
okay.
So good.
So what is a pretzel roll...
Have you ever had a pretzel roll?
I'm thinking of pretzel bread.
It's
yeah.
Like that, but
do you mean slices?
It's round.
Like two slices of a pretzel bread?
No, or
that's not a roll.
A roll. Got it.
This motherfucker.
It's as if he doesn't
hear a
word.
I've had a burger
said.
On it. No, I'm just
You've
trying to imagine.
You've had a burger on two slices of bread?
No, I've had a burger on a pretzel roll. So now I'm in. I get it.
You know when like you were growing up and your mom wouldn't have buns and so you'd have to use bread?
Yes.
She got buns, hon.
I would have a hot dog with like two pieces of bread.
So that is such a weird, unique disappointment.
Because like, you're already planning to make it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, shit, there's no buns.
Yeah.
So you're like, all right.
I like it. Sometimes I'll put a hot dog on a sandwich thin.
What's a sandwich thin?
That's, instead of doing slices of bread because they're so fat and there's so much carbs, you can buy sandwich thins, which are basically, they look like skinnier English muffins. And so it's like having less carbs if you're eating a sandwich. Is it cool?
No, it's not.
Some of us have to worry about things. We don't look like an upside down exclamation point.
Lauren's so much like a teenager right
now.
Hey,
that was a private conversation.
She's like, Lauren's on her phone just going,
I'm looking at a sandwich thin, okay? And I'm trying to see what it is. And you know what? I'm interested.
Yeah.
Okay, now you're into it? My description didn't do anything for you.
Sandwich thins are good.
I don't know. I'm not into it. You know why I'm not? Because it looks like a burnt English muffin. It looks like...
Looks like a burnt English muffin.
No, it's just like regular bread and you could toast it.
Here's what I'm telling you.
What?
It's not as good as bread.
All right. Of course it's not as good as bread. You're eating it because it's not as good as bread.
Okay. You know, I feel this way about like vegan cheeses. Like I have really come around on a lot of them and I'm really happy about them and that they exist. But like my mom would like think that was like so whack. Like she would never want to eat.
Oh yeah.
I used to, when I was younger, I used to have the opinion just eat the normal thing. You know what I mean? Like, eat, right. If you like peanut butter with the nuts in it, eat the peanut butter with the nuts in it, even though it's like way more calories or whatever. But that was when I was 20.
Right. Yeah. I don't feel that way now. I have a sensitive stomach and I try to eat specifically.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I don't just go around eating whatever the fuck I want.
You Marie Kondo your stomach.
Yeah. I do. I don't really, because I really feel horrible if I eat certain things.
Do you have any food allergies in addition to lactose intolerance?
No, I don't think so. I had an allergy test where they did it all on my back, you know, like all those.
Yeah, yeah. I saw
some. Does that do food allergy?
Yeah, yeah. Someone showed me theirs 2 nights ago.
What?
When I was at that dinner where I shared the desserts. I shared it with this person.
Was it in someone's home?
No, it was at a restaurant.
They showed you their back?
And they showed... No. They showed me the picture.
Oh, I was like, ew.
Just take off their shirt.
Here you go.
I did that. Have you ever done that?
No, I haven't done it. I sort of want to.
Oh my God.
I
wanna do it too. It was kind of awesome. I immediately started itching so bad in certain things. Like, it was kind of crazy.
Yeah, they told me that they were on fire
that
night. Just that one part of their back.
Yeah, so they do it. They divide it up into like 50 or 60 spots.
And they circle it.
This person had just had it done?
It done a couple of nights ago and said that night, that one part of their back where the one thing that they were really super allergic to was just on fire all night. But then
I thought it was because of some food that they were eating that was like activated the.
Oh, no.
Patch.
They put it in. What
forever.
Do? Yeah. They basically put it in a needle or something
that. They have all these different vials and they kind of like poke you in each different vial in a different spot.
And then they take
grid.
A marker and they circle it and then write what it is that they've poked you on it. So it's like, this thing is cats.
Then you
this
can get is, that as a tattoo.
Yes.
Yeah.
You go right to the tattoo, right. Paula.
Mine that went really crazy was dust.
Yeah,
and then
dust mites.
Olive trees.
Olive
trees, but not olive oil.
I think Cool App had acorn trees, but not acorns.
Yeah, it's so weird.
Yeah, like the trees themselves or something.
Mark Evan Jackson, we were talking about off mic, just did an allergy test and is allergic to a million things, he finds out. And it
I
made
was hoping
me think,
to find out something, but it really wasn't.
It made me think I want to do that because maybe I could be feeling better than I feel day to day.
I wonder if, because I know I'm allergic to cats because I once dated a woman who had a cat. Cat head.
Jocelyn Wilderstein.
And
was
body
her name.
And tail.
Her name was Babusta.
Babusta!
No, she had a cat, and the first night I ever stayed over with her, I just woke up in the middle of the night. My throat had constricted, and I was like,
because you were sucking on her clit.
What? How dare you impugn the memory of me sucking on her clit?
I want to go home.
What?
I kind of want
you
to go
said
home.
It.
I know. That's why I have to leave.
So I know cats, but I don't think I'm allergic to food, but I don't know.
But it could be interesting if you tried again now. Maybe you aren't even still allergic.
But what about grapefruit, motherfucker?
Oh, no. I just can't have that because of medication.
Oh.
I'm not allergic to it.
Oh, but it activates something?
It'll activate whatever chemical in the medication or something.
And turn into a werewolf.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My brain explodes.
Yeah. Scanners.
But I forget that because when people come by, you know, a waiter will say, do you have any food allergies? Mm-hmm. And I'm not allergic to grapefruit. So I always say no. And then suddenly they bring me a grapefruit.
Wow. And they call it a fancy French name. And then you don't know because you're a bumpkin.
Mm-hmm. Pamplemousse.
Yeah.
Pamplemousse.
I'll have one of those. Pamplemousse.
I'll have some of that shit.
Yo, give me some of that pamplemousse.
I was allergic to cats when I was a kid, but I'm not anymore.
Yeah. See, I think some people outgrow it.
Yeah, it was weird.
It's weird, though, because I've had friends that were really allergic, and then as time goes on, they're not really.
I had a dermatologist tell me once, because I was having an issue that I thought was an allergy. I get a excess buildup of yeast on my skin.
Oh, cool.
It's very
you
cool.
You should make bread with that.
But sandwich thins. But I get it. It's like it affects me behind my ears. And
where you have like a wen behind your ear or something?
No. It's like it's.
It's like it's one of those like sort of sores that bumps.
Oh.
You know what I mean? That kind of like grows.
Should I Google
W-E-N? It? Yeah, Google one of those. Have fun.
Google when.
And then put one in between some sandwich thins.
Shut up.
But I get it causes dry skin. Dry skin. So like behind my ears, but it hurts. It's like painful.
Hurts donut.
Ow.
And so I thought maybe I
did you just look at one?
Yes, she sure did. I thought that I was having an allergic reaction to something.
Right.
And she said, no, it's not this. But she said, I remember, I will never forget this. She said, allergies just happen anytime. Right. And you could stop being allergic to something. You could start being allergic to something anytime. Huh. And it's like, that sucks.
Oh my God. One time when I was living in New York, I was just like at the Container Store and my mouth started really hurting. And then like, it was like swelling. And then I went.
How many dicks were there in there?
Only five.
God.
And I went to look in the mirror and my mouth had grown like doubled in size.
Like Joker style?
This is awesome.
And I was like, I look so fucking good. finally, my face, we had a little finger brush touch. Finally, my face made sense. I was panicking though. So I went to CVS.
When you say grew, what do you mean? Like it?
It was swollen. It was swollen. It was
the
swollen.
Lips or?
Yes, my lips. It was like, it was so painful. Not the opening.
Well, you said your mouth grew. So
no,
I'm
my
just,
lips
your
were
lips
like
okay,
becoming
got it,
like really like swollen.
Okay.
And then I went to CVS and like I got the pharmacist was like, gave me some Benadryl or something. But I did not, I had just graduated college. I was living in New York. I didn't have a doctor, but I had a gynecologist and I called her and she told me what to do. But it was like,
she said, is it on your pussy? Because otherwise I'm not allowed to say.
She actually was so nice and like helpful. She was just being like a mom basically. But it was like, cause it was really late at night. I didn't know what to do.
Right. Yeah.
And I was really worried I was going to like have some problem.
Right.
And then it just went away. And she's like, it could just be an airborne allergy.
That's
or something.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Were you making out with some plastic containers?
You know, that was the weird thing. I was like, this is the most like sterile environment. Like, I can't imagine what was in this place.
Yeah.
That made me break out.
You're looking at your container right now.
My container?
You're looking at your water container.
Was I?
Yeah, you were like looking at it like...
longingly.
Yeah. You fuck water container.
You
mentioned it last episode.
I already told you I do.
You're an objectum sexual.
Hey, I want to marry a bottle. So? Anyway, it was fucking weird.
I had this thing... Paul, were you?
In summation, it was fucking weird.
Not to mention the day the clown cried in two consecutive episodes.
Let's do it. Let's mention it in every episode.
Were you in that time we were going to do it?
And it got shut down?
And it got shut down?
Yes.
What?
Okay. So, little backstory. Patton Oswalt would do stage readings of the script of The Day the Clown Cried because it's an insane script.
Oh, yes. I feel that we've talked about
it.
So
a famous
over,
movie Jerry Lewis directed that never saw the light of day.
And I saw... And
it was the first in a genre of concentration camp comedies.
Yeah. And Jerry Lewis for a while was saying there were rights issues, but then I saw him before his death and he admitted in an interview then and in several other interviews, he's like, no, I did a terrible job with it. And
I forgot he died.
That's why. We always have to remember.
It's fine.
We were doing stage readings of it, and I did it over like a 10-year period. I think I like off and on, Patton would call you into service and go, we're doing it again.
Yeah,
and I missed a couple, but sometimes we would. Anyway, so we did one over in Santa Monica at the Powerhouse Theater. Yes, that's what it was
familiar,
called.
Yeah.
And the rights holders to that, it was written about in the LA Weekly. So the rights holders to that script came and gave Patton a cease and desist order. And the weird part about it, as I recall, Patton writes about it differently in his book, but was that I recall Patton saying, yeah, we're not going to fuck this cease and desist. We're still doing the show.
Right.
And then right as we were going out on stage, him going, hey, so guys, so we can't do the stage reading part of it. So we're just going to go out there and like improv and do some stuff like literally as we're going on stage. Right.
Yeah.
So in any case, the other weird part about that whole story is I'm standing backstage at the Powerhouse Theater. I'm on these stairs waiting to go on and I'm leaning against a rail, a wooden rail, and it suddenly breaks and I go crashing down into like I only fall three stairs or four stairs or whatever, but I forget what I crashed into, but it like juts into my leg and like scrapes off a bunch of my leg, right? So anyway, I go do the show. I'm a professional.
And I'm so you're bleeding all over the place?
And I'm funny as hell.
And they need you on there, on that stage.
I stole the show.
But weirdly, so then it was just like fucked up for a while. And back then, you know, none of us had any money. And so I couldn't go to a doctor.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of fucked up and like never healing. You know what I mean? But then the weird thing is it would just like come back every once. It would heal for years. It's fine. And then just suddenly like suddenly it'll like get really dry or something and like look all fucked up again. So
wow.
Yeah. And they were, and so I went to a now that I have, you know, insurance and all that, I like went to a dermatologist. He's like, oh yeah, that'll just like come back every once in a while. Here's a cream, keep it for when it comes back. And it'll just like suddenly I'll have like a big scab on my leg because
that's wild.
Yeah, that's so weird.
Because he's just like, it'll just come back every once in a while. Yeah. Maybe I'm not a doctor.
Do you ever wear shorts?
I do believe in ghosts.
What do you mean? You've seen me in shorts.
Oh, yeah.
You loved it.
I did.
You talked about it a lot.
You're right. No, but I actually can't picture it.
We were in Hawaii together. I swam in a pool.
I remember that, but I'm seeing like shorts like with sneakers.
Yeah, sometimes I wear shorts. With sneakers, like little sneakers.
Yeah.
Little sneakies. Like
little, get your little sneakers. Get your little tennies. Little shorts.
Little trainers. Yeah.
Do you ever wear shorts?
Around the house.
Yeah, but not.
Those are house shorts.
If I'm like, those are my house shorts. If I'm doing like errands or something, if it's a really hot day, then yeah, I might put on some shorts.
It's interesting. Go out incognito. It's not really either of your style.
It's not. My
I've
brother.
I've seen you in shorts.
My brother. I've seen you in shorts.
Okay, Jesus.
My younger brother is a year-round shorts guy.
No. Some people are really shorts people.
Yes.
Yeah, Tall John.
Yeah,
that's right. Instance, yes,
you will never see him not in shorts.
That's true.
Well, is it because he can't get pants long enough?
I can't remember him being in pants. That's how often he wears shorts.
Yeah,
I literally cannot picture him in. I officiate his wedding, and I am only seeing him in shorts in my mind.
Scott, come on now.
That can't be so.
You know he wore a tuxedo.
I imagine he did, but I can't see it.
If he wore a tuxedo with shorts, that'd be funny.
He also only wears
formal shorts.
He also wears shorts and exclusively seems to wear my old Comedy Death Ray t-shirt with my face on it.
Man, he wears everywhere. That shirt a lot.
He wears it everywhere, including when his baby was just born.
It's true.
In the hospital, the first picture.
He
while his baby was being born, my face was the first face that his baby saw.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
That honestly is wrong. Like he shouldn't have done that.
He shouldn't have done. Will you go scold him, please?
Yeah, I mean, like, well, what was his wife thinking during this moment?
His wife.
Well, I didn't want to just start.
She was like,
well,
give me drugs.
Well, I'm just thinking, wouldn't she be like, well, I got to look at Scott?
She loves him. She loves me.
She loves him. Yeah.
Hey, that's part of the, you know.
That's part of their thing.
That's part of loving him.
Yeah.
The guy loves his shirt.
Exactly.
And he wants to wear that shirt.
It's a comfortable shirt.
My wife has a wooden leg. I still love her. I hate that leg.
I didn't know Janie had a wooden leg.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
Isn't it?
I've never seen her in shorts.
No, and you never will because of that reason.
That leg.
Yeah.
Wow.
One of the Real Housewives
has an old pirate peg leg.
She has a fake leg?
One of the Real Housewives. And
does anyone know?
Yes, it's a...
Is it a mystery they'll solve at the end of the season?
Which of the housewives has the fake leg?
Different feet options to wear with different shoes.
So she's not totally real housewife.
When she was a kid, they went back to the scene of the crime with an accident where it all happened.
What accident?
When she lost her leg.
What accident?
And yeah, she was a kid and she was at a... I guess, I don't know if she lived in a barn or whatever, but they or lived with a barn, you know.
She was raised in a barn.
Yeah, she was raised in a barn. She
never closes the door.
But they were playing, she and her friend were playing in a barn where there was a sort of giant machine.
Were they playing foot chop?
Yeah, they were playing foot chop.
Hey, foot chop!
No, I think what happened was, and I'm probably going to get it a little wrong, but she was playing on this machine that was off and then it turned on.
Like a threshing machine?
Oh. Like some sort of crazy thing for like barnyard purposes.
Horrible.
And it chopped her leg off and her friend witnessed it.
Oof.
Isn't that horrifying?
That is horrifying.
That would be so scary.
But hey, that happens to people. Like, who's to say? Like,
here's one example.
We've all had our, you know, our limbs for as long as we've had them. But who's to say, like, you know, like next year?
Hey, I don't want to think about that because that's just reality.
That's just reality. And the thing is like it just happens and it never comes back. And
actually, I might as well say right now, there's a GoFundMe for a comedian who I know who fell through a skylight.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And if anyone wants to go donate to him, he's recovering. His name is Jason Sands, S-A-E-N-Z. And you can go find his GoFundMe and donate $5 because...
Because comedians don't have insurance.
His insurance was about to kick in after the accident happened. He was supposed to have a job with insurance.
Oof.
And that didn't happen in time, so he needs your $5.
That's the thing. I always feel like we're all like two missed paychecks away from disaster.
Oh my God, don't even
say
that.
You know? Yeah.
Like every American.
I'm knocking on wood.
Okay, but I'm just, but you know what I mean? Like, of course. Sad. It's sad how often this seems to happen.
I know. I think it's so scary.
Wish there was some solution. Oh, well.
Oh, well. Let's take a break. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Spring Black Friday savings are happening now at the Home Depot and also at your front door. Get spring savings delivered to you with free delivery on over 2 million items. Everything you need for spring cleaning, patio decorating, and front yard gardening sent right to you. And if you need it fast, get same-day delivery on thousands of products like fertilizer and seeds to keep your yard looking beautiful. Spring your way with Spring Black Friday savings only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
We're back, and didn't y'all miss us so very much? Well,
don't you love us? Don't you want to squeeze us and pinch our cheeks?
If you see Paul or Lauren on the street, just pinch their cheeks.
Hey, if you do that to me, I will sue you.
I don't want anybody fucking touching me.
And you have deep pockets, don't
and
you?
And I do, and I'll go deep.
You will make sure that you bury them.
Care.
Years ago, I did a cross-country train trip. Where I trained from Los Angeles to Philadelphia to do a gig, and I thought I would make an event out of it. And then, so I put out a little video promo, and I said, I'm traveling across the country. At the various stops, I will get off the train and meet me at the train station, and I'll give you a sticker.
How many stops?
Well, I thought it was going to be a lot of stops, but it was only like three stops.
Yeah, I remember when I went out to Milwaukee, it was one stop. For Chicago.
People
yeah.
met you and you gave
People
them-
met me in the train station. I gave them a sticker that said, Paul F. Tompkins looked at me.
I love that.
Yeah. That's how I met Rhea Butcher.
Whoa.
Where was she? She was in Chicago.
Wow.
She came to the station and, you know, she had said, I kind of remembered her because she'd come to one of my gigs and we took a photo together. And she still has the sticker. And now she's one of my good friends.
Wow.
Oh, no. Why did I bring it up? What were we talking about?
Oh, I thought you were about to say there was a bad part of the story and now you had to tell
no.
us.
No.
Trains.
Well, you were talking about...
Before... It was
why were we talking
pinch
about
our
trains?
Cheeks and we
pinch our cheeks.
And suing people.
So I said in the video, like as a joke, I said, I'll shake hands with you. I will not... I don't know what led to this, but I said... I will not shake your ears unless you give me permission. And one person said, would you shake my ears? So I took this woman by the ears and I just gently shook her head.
That's crazy.
And her brain fell
weird.
Out.
Yeah. Ooh. Oh, I have told this story.
Well, that's what she wanted to happen. She was like, I just need to get a little jostled.
I just need this out of here.
Yeah.
And I hate this.
And then the brain said, pick me up.
And then the brain was like, give me a sticker.
And I said, no, stickers are for brains.
What if you had to...
How'd you make those stickers?
Oh, just sorry, online somewhere. They were like the cheapest things.
I just like the idea.
Yeah. It was fun. Like there was a bunch of pre, you know...
How are you putting this
templates.
On your hand?
What?
You just did that so strangely.
I squirted it into my palm.
Okay, but then you put... No, but then you went like this.
Sometimes
I okay, strangely. I have some Purell. I squirted it into my palm.
Palm was flat. Then you put your hand on
palm
top like
flat,
this, and then you
hand
went
on
like
top.
This.
Yeah.
That's not normal.
That's not that strange to me.
Why would this not be normal? If this way it doesn't spill all over the fucking place.
Ooh.
Okay, let
you
me just
dumb
show
shit?
You how it's
Epic
done.
How do you
shut
do it?
Down.
Okay, we're doing the Purell challenge here. We're seeing how we put... Okay, and then you... See what happened, though?
Stop.
You turned your... Okay, let me narrate what Lauren did.
You're the yes, mouth.
did.
This is the problem. So Lauren took the Purell.
First of all, I was doing it for show. Okay, I made it a little extreme, and of course, nobody could see.
Extreme Purell.
She squirts it into her palms. Then she holds her palms over, and then she starts clapping.
Well, yeah, she started clapping. That's what got you. But what she did is she turned.
Do it.
She turned her palm vertically instead of horizontal before she put her other palm into it, and it would be slipping down onto the table.
I put it in my palm, then I sneak up on it.
That was like a lotion commercial.
Yeah, I fake my hand out like, no, not yet. Ah, I gotcha.
I put it into my palm. I put my hand behind my back, and then I sneak my other hand around so it doesn't see.
I put it in my palm. I put my hand up the top of my head like this, and I put the other hand like this, and I go, whoop.
I put my hand up on my hip.
Oh,
and when I dip, you dip, we dip.
It was my turn to go.
It was my turn.
We do the rule of threes in this house.
Ugh. My way makes way more sense than your way.
I guess you're better than me.
Oh, Lauren, I didn't mean it like that. I just, you came at me first.
You know what makes the most sense for both of you? The highway.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Look, everyone's right. The right answer is just sanitize your hands.
Everyone's right.
However it gets there. But we should do a commercial for Purell.
We should. We've done the extreme Purell challenge.
I'm sorry it got on your mouth.
It's like, you know, it's just like a little raindrop.
Yeah. I'm sorry about it.
And it's not dirty. It's Purell.
Okay, wait. I went to hot yoga the other day and I was
controversial.
I know. I was laying down in the middle of it because it was really hot.
Too hot yoga.
Yeah. I've only done it twice.
What about warm yoga?
I'd rather do that. It was too hot and I just laid down. And then this guy next to me was still doing all the movements and his sweat flopped onto me.
Flicked onto you?
And you know what? I didn't immediately wipe it off because I felt like
it was rude
or something. But I also was laying there going like, it's right there. That's where it is.
What parts
it's
of your body do
you feel? I'd still be feeling it today.
Yeah. Yeah. It was really gross.
And what parts of his body was the sweat from?
That's
what
I can't say. I'm assuming an arm as he like stood and like did a thing.
Okay. So arm to arm.
Not a huge deal.
This is adjacent.
Yeah.
One time I was at the gymnasium, I had my water bottle, which was a thermos style like yours, smaller mouth.
Of course.
But it was a metal bottle, reusable bottle. And I guess I had left it with the lid off overnight. Mm. And so I filled it up with water at home. And then I go to the gym. And then I'm on the machine. And I take a sip of water.
Uh-oh.
And then I feel something in my mouth.
Mm. No.
And
no.
It is a live spider.
Oh. And do you have superpowers now?
And so then
I sure don't.
What did you do? Scream, run around?
I mean, it was so extreme. And like a true nightmare.
And you knew it was a spider.
There was something in my mouth and I pulled it out and it was moving around. It was like still alive.
Yeah.
So
oh my God, that makes me never want to leave my water bottle with the top off.
Don't
ever do that.
Oh.
Top on, always.
Okay.
So I've like flicked it off my hand and then I think I took like just a brief moment and then I resumed my workout because I thought I can't keep thinking about this.
Do you believe that thing of like you swallow a spider every year, like whatever?
Oh, of course.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
On my birthday.
Did you want that to be debunked?
I did.
Debunked.
On your birthday.
On my birthday.
Goes,
I swallow a spider.
Happy birthday. Wee.
I swallow one for every year.
Really?
Yeah.
Every birthday?
So 50 this year.
Yeah.
Damn.
I swallow 50 spiders.
How do you feel about being 50?
I don't think about it mostly. And then every once in a while I think about it and it's weird.
Yeah. But I kind of think that about every age a little bit. Like once you pass 30. Like, I don't know. I'm 33 and I think, 33? When I was a kid, that sounded like an adult.
Well, the fact that
50 is very weird.
Well, 50 is different than 33, but yeah. I'm just saying I think about my age weirdly.
Yes.
The fact that you and I are older than almost every traveling Wilbury is bizarre.
What's a traveling Wilbury?
You mean how old they were when
they made the traveling Wilburys?
But boy, did they look much older.
They look so old. So the traveling Wilburys, here, let me send you a video.
I've heard of that name.
Tom Petty. Roy Orbison.
Okay, yeah.
Here, I'll send
George
you.
But you're Harrison, older than they Jeff were Lynn. When?
And when they were in that? Boss Gags.
Okay, so when did they do that?
They did it in the late 80s or early 90s here.
But how old were they? What are you saying? You're older than they were
when they were when they made those. They were all like old rock people who banded
like
together.
Like veteran,
to make a super
legendary
group.
Rock people.
Yeah, but they were all
it's
old.
It's Bob Dylan. It's Roy Orbison. It's Tom Petty. I don't know who those
Roy Orbison must have
here,
been
play the video.
Must have been older than them by
no, you're
many years,
me.
Right?
Damn it.
And it didn't even come through.
Now you're officially on board.
Yeah,
now you're officially
you.
On board.
I okay. Have, yeah. I have learned a thing or two.
I tried to Rickroll her.
Did you see the Rickrolling that we got on Twitter?
Yes,
that
was really
funny. I knew something was up with it, but I was like, what's this going to be?
Someone sent us a Rickroll on Twitter.
Looked like it was LATimes.com
or
something.
Yeah, they really tricked us. They tricked our egos. Yeah, but it was like LATimes.com/threedom best moment or something.
No,
I was
but
like, they definitely really didn't good. Talk about us.
I know it's a common thing of like, wow, they looked so old, but I think Roy Orbison was 52. He was the oldest one or something like that.
Wow.
But and then he was gone like right after that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, so yeah. It's like he didn't even get to volume three.
How did he die?
He was
do you
he swallowed a spider, I think.
I think the pretty woman's husband finally caught up with him. That was my wife.
My wife.
What do you kill?
What do you kill? I saw him right before he died in
did
live
you
in concert.
Really?
Yes, at Disneyland.
He kept his voice for
heart
a long
attack.
Time.
He was beautiful.
Yeah. He had a heart attack.
He had a heart attack, yeah.
Did you ever see that black and white special that he did?
Yeah, loved it.
It was great.
Yeah. That was the
so young.
Same time around the time that I saw him. I worked at Disneyland. I told you that story. And
that's
I worked,
when I first met you.
You almost died
you
of heat prostration.
Cat, and you were talking, you told that story.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I've always wondered the first time I met you. I thought I was doing Bang Bang. Someone
no, that's
recommended
how you asked me to do it.
Oh, did I? Okay. Mm-hmm. But I was working at Disneyland
origin
and
story?
The only fun.
Dang, that grew up.
The only fun. Yeah, really. Like the only seemingly fun thing you would think about working at Disneyland would be that you would get to go to Disneyland for free occasionally,
yeah.
But they
yeah.
wouldn't let you. You had, when you clocked out of your shift, you had 10 minutes to get through the gate.
Oh my God. That's not right. They should let you hang out.
Yeah. No.
What?
Because you wouldn't want to hang out that often. Like you'd want to go home most of the time.
Yeah. You'd want to go home most of the time, but they were like, if you don't, if we don't check you out of the guard gate, 10 minutes after you clock out. This is for real.
This is crazy.
Then you'll be warned first and then fired, right?
You know, what's crazy.
What other business does this? That's
no.
fucking nuts.
That's not, that's also just very uncheerful.
Yeah.
It's like, to let say someone the least. Hang out.
Yeah.
And like, it's, you're probably not getting paid that much. Like you want to
no,
get,
it was
$4.25.
It was $4.25 an hour.
Wow.
So
God damn.
So I was there this summer of 19.
Was that minimum wage?
Yeah.
Okay.
At the time. So I was there the summer of 88, I believe is the summer that I was working. And, it was their flashback summer where they were doing 50s flashback. So they had this dance club Videopolis, which was like a futuristic dance club with video screens that would show videos and everyone would sort of dance or whatever.
Yeah.
So because Studio K over at Knott's Berry Farm, that was their dance club.
It was all ketamine.
But we would dress up in trench coats and they had fog machines and they would play The Cure sometimes and we would like all, you know, kind of do this kind of dancing.
Why would you wear trench coats?
Because we were goth.
You were trying to be The Cure?
We were fucking goth.
Wait. This was when you were an employee of Disney?
When I was, okay, so I was an employee at Disney in 88.
And
they built Videopolis probably 87. Studio K preceded it. I was 15 when I would go
Studio
to Studio K.
Oh, Studio K is when you wear the trench coats. This
yes,
was
exactly.
I thought you were performing at Videopolis.
No.
Okay. Apologies.
So Videopolis, I was.
Do you accept my apology?
I accept it. I forgive, but I never forget.
Fair.
Fair.
So anyway, so I was at Videopolis this summer of 88, I believe, they had tons of like 50s, whoever was still alive from the 50s were performing. And they would perform every day, right? So Roy Orbison is doing three shows a day at Disneyland, right? And I'm a huge Roy
That's
Orbison
amazing.
Fan.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And I'm a huge Roy Orbison fan. And so I'm like, I can't let my tenure at Disneyland go by without like going to see Roy Orbison, but I'm not going to pay to go to Disneyland. So I broke the rules one day and I clocked out of my shift and I ran over to Videopolis when I knew his set was starting. And I saw he probably did a 45 minute set. I probably saw 35 minutes of it before I was like, I got to get out of here. I'm never going to be able to explain 35 minutes or whatever. And then I like ran and got out of the gate, but he was amazing.
Were you away with it? Were you penalized or no?
I think I was penalized, but I also quit that job so soon after that. That it was the worst summer of my life.
You could have just said you had to go to the bathroom really bad.
Yeah, I was just shitting forever.
No one's going to want to argue with that.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good excuse.
There might be a weirdo who wants to argue with that.
Hey, prove it.
Walk me through this.
If you can't shit, that means you're all out of shit. So try to shit right now.
Eat this.
It's his penis.
Ew, what?
Jesus Christ. There is a moment in that concert, that black and white concert.
And if you haven't seen it, it's great. Bruce Springsteen is singing backups.
Yeah. Katie Lang, Bonnie Raitt.
Right.
Diane Warren, I think, all singing backups.
Lineup.
It's an all-star lineup, including Tom Waits, for some
Katie
reason.
Where did Katie Lang go?
She's still around. She's still around. I think she released an album not that long ago.
She decided to go uppercase with her
And that changed
name.
Everything.
Yeah. So no one knows where to find her anymore.
Search the clouds.
She looks great, actually.
She does. Right, she looks terrific.
She looks great.
Tom Waits, for some reason, is part of this lineup, and he's on a little organ. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's during Ooby Dooby.
Ooby Dooby.
They're going around. Ooby Dooby is like this rave up. And
Roy Orbison's like more up-tempo songs.
Yeah. People are taking little solos and stuff, and they throw it over to Tom Waits, and he just like, he might as well have done the thing where you put your fist on the piano and brinkening, brinkening. Yeah. But he does this weird, like, stupid thing, like, or like half-assed organ solo or whatever.
Right. Well, he's probably can't play. He's not a musician, right?
But he is. I mean, he is, because his early albums. No.
I'm agreeing with
you. Yeah, his early albums are very different than the stuff he does now.
Right.
They're much more like sort of 70s troubadour kind of stuff than the weird kind of character he does.
I bet you I can find a song you're going to like.
Here, let me send you a video of one.
No.
But the best part is he does this dumb solo, and then the reactions of the other musicians, like just looking at each other like, all right.
Okay, Tom. Important night for us all, but all right. I felt like that at this guy's wedding that I was at. I was in a band with my friend, and everyone liked our band, but
everyone
up in San Luis Obispo, and the guy who got married was part of the San Luis Obispo music scene.
Naked Postman?
I was in, this was Lavi de los Monos.
Oh, Lavi de los Monos. Yeah. Wash your hands. Purell.
Yes. So me and my friend were in this band, Lavi de los Monos, but we neither of us really played lead guitar. He was better at it than I was, but I just played rhythm. But everyone liked our band, and so we went to this guy's wedding who was in the slow music scene. And
the slow music scene?
San Luis Obispo.
Oh.
And so...
Yeah, that was an important clarification.
So
I was like, what's this movement?
So we were all up there like...
I'm in the slow scene, baby.
Slow music
We don't
scene.
Play fast, and we never will.
We're all up there doing a jam. I got invited up to the jam session.
Three songs per concert.
And they pointed at me for a solo.
Oh, boy.
And I just went white, and they were like, yeah, man, and looked really supportive. I remember like... going, okay, here we go. And I know a little bit about guitar of how to do it, but right. I was just like, bing, bong, bing, dee, 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 bing, bong, bing, bong. And the look on his face of just, just has haunted me forever.
It's a nightmare. You want to hear a Tom Waits song I think you might like?
Yeah.
All right. Should I just do it this way or should I link it up?
Happy birthday to you.
Is there a chord? Oh, wait, here.
Is there an aux?
Is there an aux chord? They're just pointing at the biggest stack of chords I've ever seen in my life. Oh, I saw
it. Oh, I see it.
There it is.
Oh,
there it is. But it needs a dongle. It needs a dongle.
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 Wait, do I have one in here? I have one in here.
Here's a dongle. Oh, the suspense, though, is killing
me. For just such an occasion.
The suspense that was killing me.
All right, here we go. Okay, this ready? Is a Tom Waits song that I will like.
Okay. Oh, shit. Where'd it go?
Do you want to earn money from home?
Skip the ad.
So far, I like this. Oh, wait, he hasn't started singing.
Wait, it's a good one.
Ooh.
Don't you love this? Even fell just
like a star. This is fine.
Yeah. Left a trail behind. He got a little crazier, but you spit as you slammed out the
door. Sounds kind of Nilsson. This is love, we're crazy. Yeah. We fight like cats and dogs. I just know there's got to be more.
Baby, hell are you out? It's too cold to be out walking in the streets.
You do crazy things, man. This is pretty good. Here, yeah, I found the Tom Waits organ solo.
Hold on, wait. This is the best part.
Oh, okay. I don't want you catching your death of cold
out walking in the rain.
I haven't heard that in such a long time.
I love that song.
By the way, my aforementioned friend I was in the band with would have hated what you just did, which was just automatically like turned it off cold.
I hate that.
He always had to turn it down.
I will say I didn't like that. I just did
do a fade out.
I loved it.
Felt abrupt.
I loved it.
Even if we were at his own house, he would like slowly turn a song down.
Hey man, I like the abruptness because it's like life changes just like that.
Hey, guess what? It has to end now.
Hey. All right. Time's up.
I found the organ solo. Here we go. Ready?
Don't rip-roll me. No. I'll kill you.
All right. We need to take a break. We'll be right back.
I'm furious. It doesn't count.
I'm furious.
With Spring Black Friday deals at the Home Depot, you can give your lawn or garden beds a pop of color and protection. Right now, get a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10. Help your soil retain moisture longer with color that lasts up to 12 months. Shop Spring Black Friday deals for a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Color selection varies by store. Limit 60 bags per customer while supplies last.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Do the ooby dooby till you think your heart will break.
And it did.
Because you did the ooby dooby too long. All right, there's more solos. All right. Bass solo. Guys doing upright bass. All right, come on.
Come on, Tom.
Scoop-a-dee-dap, gonna do rock and roll all night long tonight. Springsteen soloing, everyone's loving it, they're going out of their minds, we can't believe we're with this legend. What? I think the recorded version of the song is 1 minute long. Here it comes. That was it.
Hey, great job, Tom. Beep, 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 beep.
And then Roy Orbison and this other guitar guy look at each other like, okay.
We were forced to use this guy.
Big build-up, zero payoff.
Big build-up.
Big build-up, zero payoff.
While that was happening, I was looking at a Instagram story of someone I went to high school with was at a bridal shower where there was a Michael Jackson impersonator.
Oh, dear.
What a crazy combination of things.
Brides.
I don't know.
And... moonwalks?
The idea of inviting something like that into your home in a close-up proximity is very weird to me.
Yeah, and it's a really strange look, the whole deal.
The whole deal.
We talked about this at Mr. Show Party where
we had Ace Ventura.
So uncomfortable.
Did he walk around just talking?
There were three of them.
Three of them.
Competing ones.
Was it the movie of the year?
No.
No.
This was well after.
Well after.
That movie had been out of
theaters.
Oh,
that's funny.
It was pretty
funny in concept, but then when you're actually there and these guys are walking around doing alrighty then and all that, it's like, I wish this wasn't happening.
Oh well, it was also in a revolving restaurant.
This. Also in a revolving
and
restaurant.
And everyone was getting way too, like, either fucked up on alcohol or drugs. They
arrived on drugs.
Yeah, and then you're constantly slightly dizzy and Ace Ventura is coming up to you.
And Corey Feldman's band is the...
Those were two different parties.
Are you sure? Yeah. I remember them being in the revolving restaurant.
Both were in the revolving restaurant. There were two in the revolving restaurant. And the first one had Ace Ventura impersonators, and the second one had Corey Feldman's band playing.
Truth Movement?
The Truth Movement, yes.
I sat near Corey Feldman at an event recently, and it was very hard to take my eyes off of him.
Really?
Was it an auction?
No, it was a...
is that a good guess?
It was a...
Not bad.
It wasn't... I guess it was a year ago, but it was... a screening of Jane Goodall's documentary.
Oh, which I hear is amazing.
Yeah, and they had Philip Glass live.
Those monkeys hated her, by the way.
The construction. The conduction.
Conduction?
That's not what I'm trying to
conducted.
Say.
Conducted.
Philip Glass
was the conductor.
Oh, but that's not the word I'm looking for.
They were doing a live score.
Yeah, but whatever.
He was conducting.
There was some word I was trying to say, and I just said construction. So, look.
Conducting.
No, I know, but
he had a bunch of balloons and umbrellas.
I was trying to say orchestra.
Okay. Those monkeys hated her.
The documentary is
great.
I'm a Jane Goodall truther.
The documentary is great. I just saw posted this thing about her that she was in an interview and someone said, "What do you think your next great adventure? Like, do you think you'll have another great adventure?" Like that.
And she's like this one?
She said death would be her next great adventure.
I hate when people say shit like that.
Hey, man. Take it or leave it.
I'll leave it.
All right, I'll take it.
I will not take it.
You're going to take our deaths?
I'm going to take her death as being her next great adventure.
Okay.
Do you think that death will be an awfully big adventure?
Yeah. I do. I feel like it'll be like...
Do you think this episode podcast will be your legacy?
Yeah. I do, unfortunately. And I'm really sad.
They'll play this clip
this
in
will
your
play a
in
huge
memoriam.
Part. I want to say this right now. If I ever die.
If you ever do.
Don't play any clip where I'm talking about dying or what I think about it. And don't think about that.
Okay.
If I,
what do you want the clip
if
to
If I
be?
Ever die? Hold
Something
on.
Funny.
Let's all go around. First, okay. What we don't want
okay. all
the
right.
clip to be.
All right.
If I ever die.
Yeah.
Please don't just play a bunch of clips of me laughing.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
But it's you having fun. They want to remember you.
I want clips of other people having fun because of me.
Yes.
Oh, other people laughing at you.
I don't want it to be like he was known for enjoying things.
I would like it to be that people, if you're going to play a clip of something I did, it's something that other people are laughing at.
Yeah, make it me tossing something off and people losing their fucking shit.
You guys are so presumptuous to think people are going to be playing clips when you die.
Hey, yeah. Guess what?
What?
They will.
In your face.
If I died, God make sure I never do. And if I do, I want to be 99 or 100. But
only those.
If I were to die before you, you'd play a clip.
I would. Okay, what
Come
would
on,
I?
Come on, you'd play a clip.
Are you saying you wouldn't play a clip if she died?
You wouldn't play a clip if Paul died?
If I was still doing...
Are you fucking kidding me? You wouldn't play a clip if I died?
Where do you think these clips are being played? At your funeral?
Podcast!
Everywhere! Everywhere!
You okay. would do it, and I'd do it for you. And let me just say...
Where would you do it? On Raise My TV? No one would listen.
Let's say...
Hey, we're doing great out there.
let's say you're writing for the Emmys again.
Okay.
And it's a year that I die.
You better put in the
This has happened. This has happened to me.
Actually, yeah, that's unfortunate.
So, did you get a clip of Harris in the in memoriam?
We all asked them.
This is interesting. I want to know who's in control of the in memoriam.
Okay, well,
it's my favorite
the producers
part, actually,
are.
And
it's the best.
You know. So they mentioned it was done, and we said, "Can we ask you a question?" Like we felt weird asking about it, but is our friend in there?
Uh-huh.
And we said. He said, "Who's your friend?" And we said, "Harris." And he's like, "Oh, yes, definitely. He's in there."
Oh, that's good.
So
there we go.
He made the cut.
Yeah. Because not everyone who dies gets in the old in memoriam.
I think that's wrong. I think that
you think every single person who died, whoever has one IMDb credit, should be in the memorial?
But I think like there are prolific people that don't make it. Sometimes like, wait, why wasn't that person? Like, what? That's happened.
I know,
and I think that's weird.
I think that there should be one. I've talked about this. There should be one award show. There's too many award shows. Just make one award show. The Awardees. It's 24 hours long.
Should we give it a better name?
No.
The Awardees?
The Awardees. It's 24 hours long. We do the best in music, the best in theater, the best in film, the best in TV, the best in web videos and all that. And then we also do one in memoriam, and every single person is in it. And it's probably 2 hours of the 24.
So you're saying the Webbies are also folded into the Awardees?
Yes.
Instagram account would also be in there.
But you're kind of mixing
The shorties, right? Or there's two different things.
I think they're two different.
Are the Webbies and shorties two different things? Fuck everything.
The problem is that there's an in memoriam for every category, and that'd be too many people. It'd be like a 2 hour long.
Here's the big problem with the in memoriams too: is there's these assholes who like have been on stage, on TV, in movies, and also Grammys, and they suck up all the oxygen for all the other people because they're in the Grammys, Tonys. They're in the Oscars, they're in the Emmys, and the Golden Globes. They're in all these in memoriams, and then there's nothing for the rest of us.
I think that when people cheer for the people they care about or clap for the people they care about in memoriam, it makes you feel bad for the next person who pops up and then they don't.
Some editor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't think that's right.
There's a group of us used to go to movies a lot, and we would pick a person to clap for during the credits.
Let's, a person
we didn't know, we're like, let's clap for
this.
Yeah, whatever credit we picked beforehand.
Right.
And then we would do it. And it felt really satisfying for some reason.
Yeah.
I do like it when you go see a movie that one of your friends is in and everyone goes, yay.
Yeah.
for that person. It's cute. I Love You, Beth Cooper. We went with Paul Rust.
Oh, yeah.
That was fun. Yeah. And he stood up and did a dance.
We've ruined it.
All right, look, we have to do a feature. We get to.
We are blessed.
This was sent to us by a man named Chef Kevin, texted this to me.
And by the way, I just wanted to be said right now, if we do die and you play a clip, it can't be where we're saying you have to play a clip when we die.
Oh, damn it.
Thank you for catching that.
But will catch this and hold
here's
on
the
to
thing.
It, and yes. I'm sure.
Because I have a show.
It's not just for Scott. This is for everybody.
By the way, the internet's not even going to exist by the time I die.
By the way.
It's going to be 2099.
Because I have a show, I have to.
Because you were born in the year 2000.
Yeah.
Anytime anyone who is on my show passes away, I have to talk about it on my show. Oh, my God.
Sorry.
All right. Let's do this feature.
You do have to talk about it on your show when people die.
I know.
Yeah. That's not bad.
Heavy is the head. Where's the crown?
I know.
Sure.
I know. This is called Remember What to Pack.
Oh my God.
Remember What to Pack. This is an alphabet sequence driven game of memory, and it's suitable for just two players, but more fun if several are involved. Let's do the three of us. What do you say?
Yeah.
Sure.
It's also known by the name Going on a Trip.
Okay. Yes, I know this game.
Okay. Begin by stating a travel destination, France, for instance. You know?
Yes.
Play begins with the first person stating, for example, I'm going on a trip to France. And I'm going to take an apple.
I'm going to use that.
Mm-hmm. The next player must.
Why are you bringing an apple?
Why are we getting an apple to France?
The next player
you
must.
You actually can't do that. They'll make you throw it out.
Yeah. It's called the City of Apples for a reason.
The next player must repeat the sequence and add an item from the next letter in the alphabet. I'm going on a trip to France. I'm going to take an apple and a briefcase. The third player proceeds in turn. I'm going on a trip to France. I'm going to take an apple, a briefcase, and a camera.
All right, let's do it.
Okay.
One more example.
And you can pick anywhere, I'm presuming, and you can start with any letter.
Oh,
of a thing.
You can start in the middle.
The location has no bearing on it whatsoever.
I believe you can start in the middle. Okay, there's sure. no
it oh,
just has
shit.
To
Get
just has
around.
To be the next. All yeah, right. exactly. So Lauren, you start us off.
I'm going on a trip to Milwaukee. And I am going to bring a suitcase.
I'm going on a trip to Milwaukee, and I'm going to bring a suitcase and a tardigrade.
I'm going on a trip to Milwaukee, and I'm going to bring a suitcase, a tardigrade, and my uvula.
I'm going on a trip to Milwaukee. I'm going to bring a suitcase, a tardigrade, and my uvula, and a violin.
I'm going on a trip to Milwaukee. I'm bringing a suitcase, a tardigrade, my uvula, of course, a violin, and a whatchamacallit bar, my favorite candy.
I'm going on a trip to Milwaukee, guys.
What?
Oh, congrats.
Thank you. And I'm going to bring a suitcase, a tardigrade, my uvula, a violin, a whatchamacallit bar, my favorite candy, and a xylophone.
I'm going on a trip to Milwaukee, and I'm going to bring a suitcase, a tardigrade, a uvula, a violin, a xylophone. What did you just say?
I said a xylophone, but you forgot whatchamacallit bar.
My favorite candy.
His favorite candy.
Oh, I don't know the alphabet.
Paul.
Wait, so what, am I out?
You're out.
Yeah, bye-bye.
This sucks.
Yep.
Catchphrase.
Three of them. This sucks.
Oh, I wish I hadn't said that.
All right. So, it's now you and me.
Did I tell you I'm going on a trip to Milwaukee?
No.
Yeah. Let me walk you through what I'm bringing.
Give me the list.
I know you're a bringing nerd.
Yeah.
He really nerds out for that.
Bring a suitcase.
You can start over, I thought.
Oh.
I think you can start over.
No.
Oh, no, really? We just go back into Milwaukee? Okay, go ahead.
I think so.
Okay, anyway, go ahead.
Before we so rudely interrupted.
What do you got?
Well, I'm bringing my suitcase, obviously.
Yeah.
And then in the suitcase, I'm going to pack a tardigrade.
Not separately?
No. I tell a lie. I will be bringing an empty suitcase to buy stuff, Milwaukee souvenirs.
Of course.
To bring back home. Mm-hmm. So suitcase, tardigrade, of course, my uvula. Mm-hmm. Which I'm going to remove from my throat and put in the suitcase. Violin, mm-hmm. which I'm going to learn to play on the plane.
Right.
A whatchamacallit bar, my favorite candy.
Of course.
Xylophone?
Of course.
In case I want to do a one-man band thing. Mm-hmm. My Young Jeezy record. And I think that's all I got so far.
Yeah, well, you know, that's interesting because I'm going on a trip to Milwaukee.
What?
And I'm similarly bringing a suitcase mm-hmm. and a tardigrade, my uvula, a violin, a whatchamacallit bar, your favorite candy.
My favorite candy.
A xylophone, a Young Jeezy record, but I'm also bringing a zither because I thought maybe a two-man band kind of thing.
You're making me realize that if I'm going to Milwaukee mm-hmm. and I'm bringing my suitcase, sure. tardigrade, uvula, violin, xylophone.
Guess what you forgot?
What?
Whatchamacallit bar.
My favorite candy bar!
What is a tardigrade?
It's one of those weird, it's that weird little organism. It's actually, it's very cute.
Mm. Oh, I'm looking it up. It is really funny looking.
Yeah.
Now put that in between some sandwich things.
But it's like, that dude can live anywhere.
Really?
Yes, I think can live in space.
I don't like it.
But it doesn't have to breathe air?
I like it.
Okay, I like it.
Let's do one more because I feel like.
All right, you start.
I'll start.
The winner.
Winner begins.
When I'm against, it became the summer.
Sweet Caroline.
He hates it all of a sudden.
No, I'm going on a trip to New Zealand, guys.
NZ?
Yeah.
Wow. What are you bringing?
I'm bringing my Bible.
Oh, that's crazy because I'm going on a trip to New Zealand and I'm bringing my Bible and my cat.
Mm. Oh. This is going to be tough for me. I'm going to New Zealand and bringing my Bible, my cat. And my dog.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm going on a trip to New Zealand. I'm bringing my Bible, my cat, my dog, and my egg poacher.
See, I'm going on a trip to New Zealand. I'm bringing my Bible, my cat, my dog, my egg poacher, and my Frankenfurter.
I'm going to New Zealand.
Costume? Your Frankenfurter costume?
I'm bringing my Bible, my cat, my dog, my egg poacher, my Frankenfurter, and my Grit, America's Family Newspaper.
Oh, my God.
Well, I'm going on a trip to New Zealand. I'm bringing my Bible, my cat, my dog, my egg poacher, my Frankenfurter, my Grit, and I'm also bringing my haberdashery.
Okay, well, I'm going on a trip to New Zealand, and I'm bringing my Bible, my cat, my dog, my egg poacher, my Frankenfurter, my Grit, my haberdashery, and my intelligence.
I'm going to New Zealand. Mm. I'm bringing my Bible, my cat, my dog, my egg poacher, my Frankfurter, my Great America's Family Newspaper, my haberdashery, my intelligence, and I'm a Jewish New Year.
I'm going on a trip to New Zealand. I'm bringing my Bible, my cat, my dog, my egg poacher, my Frankenfurter, my Grit, America's Family Newspaper, my haberdashery, my intelligence, my Jewish New Year, and my Ku Klux Klan outfit.
Okay, that's so weird because I'm going on a trip to New Zealand and I'm bringing my Bible, my cat, my dog, my egg poacher, my Frankenfurter, my Grit, America's favorite newspaper, my haberdashery, my intelligence, my Jewish New Year, my Ku Klux Klan outfit, and my lasso.
Going into New Zealand, bringing my Bible, cat, dog, my egg poacher, my Frankenfurter, my Grit, America's favorite newspaper, my haberdashery, my intelligence, my Jewish New Year, my Ku Klux Klan outfit, my lasso, and my manifest.
I'm going on a trip to New Zealand. I'm bringing my Bible, my cat, my dog, my egg poacher, my Frankenfurter, my Grit, America's Family Newspaper, my haberdashery, my intelligence, my Jewish New Year, my Klux Klan outfit, my lasso, my manifest, and my nose.
I'm going on a trip to New Zealand. I'm bringing my Bible, my cat, my dog, my egg poacher, my Frankenfurter, my Grit, America's favorite newspaper, my haberdashery, my intelligence, my Jewish New Year, my Ku Klux Klan outfit, my lasso, my manifest, and my nose, and my octopus tail.
I'm going on a trip to New Zealand. I'm bringing my Bible, my cat, my dog. I'm bringing my
Sorry, I gotta buzz you.
The singing.
I gotta buzz you.
No, I take it.
I was wondering if it was gonna help you.
I thought it was going to, and it quickly became my foe.
Yeah. Okay, go.
I'm going on a trip to New Zealand.
He snaps to life.
Because I remembered what it was. I brought my Bible, my cat, my dog, my egg poacher, my Frankenfurter, my Grit, America's Family Newspaper, my haberdashery, my intelligence, my Jewish New Year, my Ku Klux Klan outfit, my lasso, my manifest, my nose, my octopus tail, and my pussy.
I'm going on a trip to New Zealand. I'm bringing my Bible, my cat, my dog, my egg poacher, my Frankenfurter, my Grit, America's favorite newspaper, my haberdashery, my intelligence, my Jewish New Year, my Ku Klux Klan outfit, my lasso, my manifest, my nose, my octopus tail, my pussy, and my quilt.
I'm going on a trip to New Zealand. I'm bringing my Bible, my cat, my dog, my egg poacher, my Frankenfurter, my Grit, America's family newspaper, my haberdashery, my intelligence, my Jewish New Year, my Ku Klux Klan outfit, my lasso, my manifest, my nose, my octopus tail, my pussy, my quilt, and my rhubarb. Did you say quilt?
Yes. Okay, I'm going on a trip to New Zealand. I am bringing my Bible, my cat, my dog, my egg poacher, my Frankenfurter, my Great America's favorite newspaper, my haberdashery, my intelligence, my Jewish New Year, my Ku Klux Klan outfit, my lasso, my manifest, my nose, my octopus tail, my pussy, my quilt, my rhubarb, and my snake oil.
I'm going on a trip to New Zealand. I'm bringing my Bible, my cat, my dog, my egg poacher, my Frankenfurter, my Great America's Family Newspaper, my haberdashery, my intelligence, my Jewish New Year, my Ku Klux Klan outfit, my lasso, my manifest, my nose, my octopus tail, my pussy, my quilt, my rhubarb, my snake oil, and my tarantula.
I'm going on a trip to New Zealand. I'm bringing my Bible, my cat, my dog, my egg poacher, my Frankenfurter, my Great America's favorite newspaper, family newspaper, my intelligence. I messed up.
You messed up. You forgot haberdashery. I won again.
Damn
it.
I swear this must be like a mentalist game or something. This is how, like, in and of itself.
Like,
I
think it's what it was based on, mentalist.
I think this is how he remembers everyone's job. You saw it, right?
Yeah.
Derek Dillaguadia. Are you picturing all the stuff?
No, I read about how you can do stuff like this, but you already liken every single seat in the audience to a thing. Like if you look at each seat, like, this is pig, this is donkey, this, you know what I mean? And then when you see everyone's job, you imagine a pig doing that job. a donkey doing that. Like, if you memorize the first sequence, then you can memorize the other sequence, and it's a mental picture that comes up in your mind. Like, the judge is a rooster. You know what I mean? Anyway.
Okay.
Guys, we gotta go.
I should not have gotten high.
That was fun.
That was fun. The judge is a rooster.
The judge is a rooster. Next time on
Cock-a-doodle guilty.
Cock-a-doodle guilty. This sucks. All right, we'll see you.
Bye.
With Spring Black Friday deals at the Home Depot, you can give your lawn or garden beds a pop of color and protection. Right now, get a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10. Help your soil retain moisture longer with color that lasts up to 12 months. Shop Spring Black Friday deals for a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Color selection varies by store. Limit 60 bags per customer while supplies last.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.